Most adults who have mild or moderate asthma are told to use their inhalers twice daily, even if they don't have symptoms. The medicine in those compressed air inhalers are corticosteroids, which open a person's airways and decrease mucus so it's easier to breathe. Inhaled corticosteroids are the most common and the most effective form of therapy for asthma sufferers. In an asthma attack, the airways of the lungs become inflamed and swollen. That can be triggered by a wide range of factors, some genetic, some environmental. Dust, air pollution, or smoke can set off an asthma attack. Falling autumn leaves and other seasonal changes that put fine debris in the air can also trigger an attack. Frank Grisafi knows his routine well.
There was a regimen that I was supposed to follow. It was two puffs in the morning and two puffs in the evening.
That was before Grisafi participated in a study that involved 10 academic centers and more than 300 adults with mild to moderate asthma. Doctors evaluated the patients and determined the lowest possible dose of medication that would control their asthma. Dr. William Calhoun led the study.
The amount of corticosteroid that a patient received during the trial was dependent upon the amount of symptoms they had. When they had fewer symptoms, they got less steroid. When they had more symptoms, they got more steroid.
After adjusting medication, doctors looked at three different ways of treating the patients.
And bless you!
One group received their adjusted dose of steroids and took them as usual. Another group had their steroid levels adjusted after taking sophisticated breath tests for asthma. And a third group was told to use inhalers only when their symptoms flared up. What the researchers found was that this last group did just as well as the other two. The major difference was the last group used only half as much medication.
The symptom-based arm resulted in a reduced use of inhaled corticosteroids, a 50% reduction. It also resulted in a reduction in exacerbations in the autumn, a time when exacerbations are typically high. And it also resulted in a reduction in absenteeism from school or work.
Under his doctor's care, Frank Grisafi no longer follows his old regimen.
I'll take one puff in the morning, and that usually takes care of it the rest of the day. I feel great. I feel really good.
Dr. Calhoun advises patients with mild to moderate asthma to check with their doctors to see if this strategy might work for them. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
It's ready.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to stop here.